the committee to order. For the record, we have Senator Wilkins, Senator Cowdery, Senator Wilikowski, and Senator Kukesh as chairman. And we have one bill, House Bill 126, and I'd like to invite the sponsor to come up to the table, introduce yourself for the record and your affiliation, and give us your testimony if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Randy Ruaro. I'm staff to Representative Kyle Johansson. Thank you for hearing the bill today. The bill is House Bill 126. To sum the bill up, I guess it's a 90% of it or 95% of it is all compliance with federal statutes and regulations related to commercial truck driving safety issues and record keeping requirements for the DMV. The state has received a notice that it is out of compliance and that the federal government will impose penalties on the state in the amount of $7 million starting in federal fiscal year 08, which I believe starts October 1st of this year. And then that penalty, that first year penalty, would be $7 million from federal highway aid funds. And then the next year, following year, the penalty would increase to $14 million held back from our federal aid funds. So there's a significant amount of money that's at stake of being lost if we remain out of compliance. The purpose of House Bill 126 is to get back into compliance. The other penalty that we could face that's not mentioned in the letter that came from the federal government was that our state DMV would no longer be able to issue CDLs that would be good for driving in interstate commerce. And so that's got a significant, potentially significant impact on the commercial truck driving industry. And I believe there is a letter in the members' packets from Aves Thompson of the truck drivers supporting the bill. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll happy to answer any questions that I can.
Thank you. Questions, Senator Cowdery.
You want to adopt this committee substitute?
I think it was. It's a judiciary substitute.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I have talked with Trucking Association too, and they do very much support this. And I haven't talked to anybody in the construction industry that opposed it.
Through the chair, Senator Cowdery, that's correct. We, through the committee hearing process so far, we've had no opposition to date.
Other questions from members? Senator Wilkin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does this committee operate under the long-established Senate rule that we don't pass a House bill out of committee unless the bill's sponsor here, especially if he's a freshman?
Yeah, that's news to me, but you want to...
Well, unless they have a really good excuse not to be here.
It's not the same as the minority.
Yeah, no, it's not at all. So, but if you're going to operate under that, then I would ask you to waive that long-established Senate rule that we don't mind being, rebuked by the freshman representative.
The chair, I'll relay the message.
We have from DMV online, if there's no other questions, probably just for answer any questions, Dwayne, Carrie, or Margaret? Dwayne Bannock, Carrie Hennings, or Margaret Peyton Walsh? Did you want to make any comments, or are you just here to answer questions if you're online? Are they online?
Mr. Chairman, this is Dwayne Bannock with the DMV, and we appreciate you hearing this bill, and we're here to answer any questions that you possibly might have, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do they support the bill?
Do you support the bill?
100%, yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Any other questions? If not, we'll close public test. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to testify? No, we'll close public testimony and ask for the committee's recommendation. I'd like to move this out.
I'd like to make a motion that we move committee substitute for House Bill 126, judiciary, out with the accompanying zero fiscal note, and ask for individual recommendations with unanimous consent.
Is there an objection? Seeing none, then we are have passes out with unanimous consent. Thank you very much, and with that, we are adjourned.
Hey, that's a record.
We did.